We have our final batch of news stories on this part of Chatterbox. Market traders are at war with City Hall. A Norwich City Football Club chair is to be raffled off, and a derelict school could be levelled for new homes.
Market traders, locked in battle with City Hall, have said they are being strangled by the authority. Stallholders say that the future of the market could be under threat due to increases in rent and unfair lease terms after an 88-year-old business has been forced to close its shutters. The well-known Aldous ice cream stall, operated by Lakenham Creamery, has been on the market for nearly 90 years, but has been forced to close after the council changed its lease terms, which would have expected the stall to be able to be open 5 days a week all year round. Other traders say they are struggling to keep up with rent increases. Earlier this year, the authority announced it was concocting plans for a major revamp of Norwich Market, spending £750,000 on the initial design work alone. The various designs include an arcade running through the centre of the market, a courtyard in the middle, or a series of small open spaces that would be used for special events or pop-up stalls. The council was also considering a new market gateway on Gentleman's Walk, which would include illuminated signage or artwork. The last major shake-up was in 2006, when temporary structures were replaced with the metal roof permanent stalls that we have today.
A city venue will be filled with shoulder pads and leg warmers as a beloved Radio 2 DJ brings his tour to Norfolk. Spinning nostalgic hits throughout the night, the BBC's Sounds of the 80s star Gary Davies will play for crowds at the waterfront in Norwich on December the 5th. Kick Up the 80s is a night of nostalgia and non-stop fun. From 1982 to 1993, Davies was a BBC Radio 1 DJ and a regular presenter on Top of the Pops. Nowadays, he can be heard on BBC Radio 2, presenting the Saturday night show Sounds of the 80s, as well as regularly standing in for other presenters. Tickets cost £22 and are available to buy new on Davies' website.
A wing-back chair, covered in canaries shirts, could be yours as it's set to be raffled off at a city landmark. Norfolk-based upholsterer Kieran Taylor is offering locals the chance to win his hand-crafted chair next month at the Forum in Norwich. Mr. Taylor was going to sell the chair for £800, but recently announced on Facebook that he will be raffling it off at Norwich City Collectors' Fair, running from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. on November the 2nd. The upholsterer also stated he had decided to exhibit the chair along with other furniture designs on the On the Stall City shop in the Forum. Tickets are on sale for just £5 each and they can be purchased from TaylorMade Upholstery, his business in North Walsham, or from the shop at the Forum. Proceeds will go to the Royal British Legion and Norwich Community Sports Foundation. Mr. Taylor added, "The more money generated for the charities, the better." The draw is to be made on 2 p.m. on December the 20th, at On the Stall City.
A derelict school could be levelled to make way for scores of new homes as part of an assisted living scheme. Plans have emerged to demolish the Woodside Campus school site on Wittard Road in Norwich to create a development consisting of 127 new homes. There has long been speculation about the future of the five-acre plot, with previous talk of selling off the land to make way for homes, prompting concerns from neighbours about just how affordable the housing would be. The new proposal would consist of supported living flats and bungalows, as well as affordable housing. Plans explain that the extra care flats will be available to rent for people aged 55 and over, who are eligible for care and support by Norfolk County Council. The site was once the location of Woodside First and Nursery School. Woodside One Neighbourhood Nursery has also been based at the site. That nursery, which was run by the council, shut in 2022. Buildings on the site were also used as council offices. The plans will now be considered by Norwich City Council.
It's time for Bridget and me to say goodbye now and hand over to Caroline Sayer and Matthew Tucker for the next part of Chatterbox.